Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you missed the announcement, our next guest, South Carolina organization, is using an AI-assisted clinical tool that can help diagnose some genetic disorders based solely on facial analysis. Dr. Mike Lyons is the Curry Chair in Translational Genomics and Therapeutics at the Greenwood Genetic Center, where he joins us from now by phone in Greenwood, South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, give us an overview of the center where you are now.
Yeah, so the Greenwood Genetic Center is a nonprofit institute that focuses on a variety of different genetic conditions. We're primarily focused on clinical services. We have a diagnostic laboratory, research, as well as education for genetic conditions. This is actually our 50th anniversary, so we've been in operation since October of 1974.
Wow, congratulations. That's quite a milestone. Tell us where the funding is coming from since you are a nonprofit.
A lot of the funding has come from the state of South Carolina. We have various contracts that allow us to see patients from across the state. We have our primary office in Greenwood, South Carolina. That's where we have clinics and we have our diagnostic lab as well as our research and education. But we also have satellite offices in Greenville, Columbia, Charleston, and Florence, where we allow us to see patients throughout the state, both in person but also virtually. And then we also are developing various aspects of telemedicine through what we would call asynchronous telehealth. And so that involves electronic consults and electronic visits that just improve our ability to see patients regardless of where they live and regardless of what provider may have seen them.
Now let's talk about this new clinical tool that helps identify genetic disorders through facial recognition.
Right. So we have been collaborating with a company called FDNA, and they have a artificial intelligence software platform called Face2Gene. And this is a platform that is very well known in the genetics world. So genetics providers have been using this for many years, and it's been very helpful in identifying patients with genetic conditions based on their facial features. But our collaboration with Face2Gene in further discussions with them revolved around improving access and finding diagnoses earlier. So we discussed the potential to help to identify patients through primary pediatrics as well as specialty groups where the individual who's seeing the patient can potentially identify someone who may have a genetic condition, but they're not really sure. They don't have the genetics expertise or comfort level. So they can go and use the Face2Gene platform and request an electronic consult. So these are asynchronous telehealth options, and that would allow that provider to ask a question about the patient they're seeing. So that can include asking a question just, should this patient be referred to genetics? Is there specific testing that would be recommended? Or something along the lines of, we have identified a particular variant in this gene, can you help us interpret that? In doing that, they can also upload photos, and Face2Gene is designed for that. So they can upload a photo with a patient and the family's permission that can then be analyzed through this artificial intelligence software. And it will give an idea about certain types of genetic conditions. And then it also will give what's called a Gestalt score, a dysmorphology score, that allows that provider to get a sense, are the facial features more likely to be consistent with a recognizable genetic condition, or less likely, or somewhere in between. Based on that, they may decide, okay, let me go ahead and request that electronic consult. We would get that on our end, review the photos, review the question, review the history, and then give them feedback as to whether, yes, we think this patient should be referred, or go ahead and do testing. This is the testing we recommend, or we can help to interpret any of the testing that may have already been done.
All right. Can you give us a real-world example of a genetic disorder that is recognized through facial imaging?
Yeah. So one of the conditions is Down syndrome. So individuals with Down syndrome oftentimes will have characteristic physical exam features that we can recognize in the genetics clinic. But someone who may not be as familiar can use the Face2Gene software to upload a photo, and it would give an impression as to whether the facial features are consistent with Down syndrome or maybe consistent with a different condition.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and congratulations again on 50 years.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Dr. Mike Lyons is the Curry Chair in Translational Genomics and Therapeutics at the Greenwood Genetics Center in Greenwood, South Carolina. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.